Number 15. When I was still a child, I learned how bad unhappy marriages could be. My parents fought quite a lot, so our home never seemed peaceful. Looking back now, I think that they didn't communicate very well, and neither of them was very mature. They had only known each other a few months when they got married, so perhaps they didn't know each other well enough. When my parents fought, it made my sisters and me very unhappy. After my parents divorced, it was more peaceful, but we weren't happier. I missed my father, and my mother had to work long hours, so I didn't see much of her either. I saw how bad an unhappy marriage was and how divorce affected children. I decided that when I got married, I would marry someone I could be happy with, and I would stay married. I met the man I would later marry on a blind date. He was a friend of one of my friends from work, and she thought we would like each other. The date started out very badly. I thought at first that he was too serious and rather boring. We were eating in a restaurant. I reached across the table and knocked a glass of red wine into his lap. I was so embarrassed that I wanted to crawl under the table. However, to my surprise, he laughed, and so I started laughing too. He wiped the wine up with some napkins. After that, we both felt more relaxed, and I decided maybe he wasn't too serious or boring after all. We continued to date, and we got to know each other very well. We did fun things together, but we also spent a lot of time talking, so we got to know each other very well. After we had dated for about a year, I realized that I was in love with him, and when he asked me to marry him, I agreed. I can't tell you how thrilled and happy I was. I felt that we could make a good marriage because we had good communication, we knew each other well, and because I thought he was a mature, stable person. And, of course, because we loved each other very much. That was 10 years ago, and we have been very happily married, so I think I made a good choice.